The White House is enlisting former President Bill Clinton to help build support for the federal health care law as a key phase of the reform nears on October 1st. As KUAR's Michael Hiblin reports, yesterday the former president made a detailed argument from his Little Rock Presidential Library for why the federal law needs to be implemented.
Speaking to an invitation-only crowd at the Clinton Presidential Center, the former president said opponents of the Affordable Care Act have been effective at building opposition to the law.
I'm still amazed at how much misunderstanding there is about the current system of health care, how it works, how it compares with what other people in other countries pay for health care and what kind of results they get, and what changes are actually occurring now and are going to occur in the future.
Former President Clinton said any time you work on an issue as complex as health care reform, there will be problems. But he's urging opponents of the law to work with supporters so the benefits of expanding coverage can be realized.
We're going to do better working together and learning together than we will trying over and over again to repeal the law or rooting for reform to fail.
Clinton called Arkansas an example of how Democrats and Republicans can work together to craft a compromise. The private option, which passed the legislature earlier this year, will allow Medicaid dollars to be used to buy private insurance. He believes lawmakers in Washington should also work together to reach an agreeable solution.
So far, the direst predictions for the adverse consequences have not materialized, and I don't believe they will. Now, this law has already done a lot of good. It's about to make 95% of us insured with access to affordable care. It has built-in incentives to lower costs and improve quality, including lots of opportunities for states to innovate, and Arkansas is Exhibit A. And you should all be very proud of what your representatives and your governor have done.
Clinton's speech was the first in a series by Obama administration officials and allies defending the law before the October 1st open enrollment for insurance exchanges under the law. Michael Hepplin, KUAR News.